This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
The president is set to speak soon from the Oval Office. We will take it live for you. And we have the update on the five soldiers who were shot. They are expected to all recover. The shooter is in custody. No motive yet. But if they announce a motive, we'll certainly bring it to you live. Absolutely. But it's my great pleasure to welcome to the show Michael O'Neill, Vice President of Legal Affairs at the Landmark Legal Foundation. And he has a new article, "Don't appoint a special counsel to investigate the Russia collusion hoax." Michael, first of all, I want to welcome you back to Philadelphia. Since you are a Villanova guy, this must feel like coming home.
Absolutely. Love Philadelphia. Love Villanova. Go Nova Nation. We have the Pope.
Oh, stop it.
New basketball coach. So looking forward to a good year.
Yeah, you took my basketball coach, all right? You took mine.
Yeah. Oh, you're a Maryland guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, we needed something. I mean, we lost Jay and then had three bad years, so we needed to make a move. And hopefully Kevin will get the job done this year.
Who booked this guy? Who booked him? Who? I mean, why are you even here? What's going on here? By the way, it's the Landmark Legal Foundation. I noticed that you added President Reagan's name to it. Is that right?
The Reagan Legal Foundation. Absolutely. A lot of our board members, Mark Levin, as you probably know, is a former president of our organization. Board members had prominent positions in the Reagan administration, and so we like to preserve that legacy and the connection to the Reagan presidency. We're blessed to have the Ronald Reagan Legal Center as one of our partners. So
we're
very lucky to have the affiliation with the Reagan legacy.
That's great. And I know the great one's birthday is coming up soon, so we'll have to make sure to give him a shout out on the air when his birthday's coming up. So you wrote this op-ed, and it's an excellent piece, and I saw it, and I said, we got to get you on the show, because you said, don't appoint a special counsel. So first of all, just so everybody understands, what would a special counsel be, and what is the current state of that under the law right now? Because I know there were various court cases on that, right? So is there currently a special counsel statute that is still on the books?
Right. There isn't there. And there never was. And so that was the problem with the appointment of Jack Smith. Remember, Jack Smith was the individual who was prosecuting the Donald Trump in Washington, D.C. and Florida, respectively. And you mentioned that there was a decision in Florida, a district court decision last year. And Landmark Legal Foundation participated in that case as an amicus. And there was a decision where Judge Cannon had concluded that the attorney general does not have the legal nor constitutional authority to designate or appoint a special counsel. So that decision is a district court decision, but it's the only substantive decision finding that the attorney general doesn't have that authority. Interestingly, Rich, and this is kind of an interesting nugget here, The grand jury reportedly that's going to be impaneled to investigate this case is going to be down in Fort Pierce, Florida, which is the exact same courthouse where Judge Cannon sits. So this kind of solidifies my working theory that even though you had a couple of senators, Senator Cornyn and I think Senator Graham had called for this special counsel appointment, I don't think the Trump administration nor Pam Bondi, the attorney general, are in a position. I don't think they're going to seriously consider appointing a special counsel. And that's a good thing, right? Because for all the reasons we talked about last year, a special counsel doesn't have any kind of legal authority nor constitutional authority to do this. And it would just put a roadblock in the prosecution of these individuals. Say, for example, hypothetically speaking, Hillary Clinton were to be indicted. Her lawyers would make the same arguments that we made last year about the impropriety of a special counsel. And honestly, that would go right to a district court, circuit court, and then probably the Supreme Court. So that would just slow down the process. And so there's really no need for this. They have a Justice Department has a strike force that they've designated. I know that they've already identified, they haven't disclosed the name, but of an individual who's going to be presenting this evidence in front of a grand jury. So I just wanted to get that voice out there and ensure that the voices, you know, kind of the establishment Republicans, the establishment people like the senators who called for it, you know, let's set that aside. We don't need a special counsel here. The right people are doing the right thing in this case.
Michael O'Neill, Landmark Legal Foundation, a United States attorney is confirmed by the United States Senate, right?
Right.
Okay. And I remember listening to Mark Levin talk about this on one of his shows, that that's the difference, right, is that they're confirmed by the Senate. So there was a process like the guy who was investigating the Bidens, David, was it Weiss?
Delaware.
I think. Okay.
Right.
Right, in Delaware. He was a confirmed United States attorney. Jack Smith was not. He was not. He was just somebody plucked from, you know. Could you make an argument that if you took a United States attorney and made them a special counsel, then you would be okay because that person has been confirmed by the Senate?
Right. Possibly. I mean, yeah, you dispense with that problem, with the constitutionality here. But there is the underlying legal authority here. So there's the constitutional, and that has to do with the appointments clause. The question you also have to ask yourself is whether Congress has delegated to the attorney general the authority to designate somebody as special counsel. And this was an argument that was grappled with back in Florida last year. And the individuals who were trying to defend it, the special counsel, struggled to really find that statutory authority. And again, there's this statement that we like to talk about in law, that Congress doesn't hide elephants in mouse holes. If you're going to delegate such power to somebody, you want to clearly ensure that your administrative agency, in this case, the Department of Justice, has the clear authority to designate this individual who has, let's be clear, has power beyond a U.S. attorney. I mean, Jack Smith was bringing indictments in multiple jurisdictions, whereas a U.S. attorney can simply just is limited to their respective jurisdictions. And furthermore, there's really, again, as I said, U.S. attorneys can bring these indictments. Also, it eliminates the fundamental rationale behind a special counsel, of course, is to avoid the conflict of interest issues. Again, if you're going to have somebody investigating the current administration, you don't want to have somebody within the administration doing that. Of course, this isn't present in this case. These are all individuals who are now private individuals, served in the Obama and Biden administrations, respectively, but are not in government currently.
Now, I'm going to ask this question because we obviously have an out-of-control executive branch that gives itself powers and promulgates rules all the time that Congress doesn't pass laws anymore. You know, and this is one of the things we have to deal with the RAINS Act, for example. So, I mean, has the DOJ given itself the power to appoint a special counsel vis-a-vis some rule it promulgated that Congress would have to overturn theoretically?
Yeah, that's a fantastic question. Well, they tried to cobble together some authority through this kind of, through some of the statutory language, and they do have regulations in place, and that's what you're talking about is regulations, and these are called the Reno regulations. This was an effort to, after the independent counsel statute had sunset, had elapsed. Remember, the independent counsel statute was the original
Ken Starr, law. Right?
Yeah, Ken Starr, et cetera, that was passed after Watergate. And again, there's a Supreme Court decision, Morrison versus Olson, that found that it was constitutional. There's the famous dissent by Scalia, really pointing out all the problems in the majority's decision. Kind of that resonated with everybody. We understood the ineffectiveness, the impropriety, unconstitutionality of an independent counsel. So that statute lapsed. But there were regulations, as you're indicating, that the Department of Justice tried to promulgate and use. They're called the Reno regulations to justify the operation and how the special counsel would operate. And that was the rubric under which Jack Smith and other special counsels, Jack Durham, John Durham, et cetera, were operating under. post the sunset provisions of the Independent Counsel Act. But again, as I say, those are regulations. Those don't have the full force and effect of law. And Really, those aren't going to – I don't think they're going to pass muster. If this is ever litigated up at a circuit court or the Supreme Court, for example, I don't think they're going to pass muster. I would encourage you the rationale that Judge Cannon applied last year was very sound. And
oh, I agree.
Yeah.
And just yeah, no, I'm really just asking hypothetically because
that's fair.
Yeah, I agree with Judge Cannon's decision, I thought it was fabulous, and I absolutely 100%. I know how these all these various executive agencies and departments work, where they just give themselves power, you know, and then you have to challenge that power in court because that's part of the problem, right? I mean, Chevron now being overturned, we can hopefully deal with some of that. But
and that's actually what was done. Exactly what was done last year is, and again, Landmark had a small role in that play. We were talking about this, presenting arguments to the court, saying, look, as you're saying, there is no authority from Congress to do this. There is no statute that conveys the Attorney General, that gives the Attorney General the authority to do this. They're relying on these regulations, and that's not enough to justify this individual who is indicting and prosecuting a former president of the United States. And think about the magnitude of those cases. And it just wasn't there. And again, Justice Thomas has indicated his skepticism of this. And I don't think it would survive scrutiny. So it would be a waste of our time. So say, for example, again, hypothetically speaking, a special counsel was appointed. He indicted Hillary Clinton. Or the special counsel indicted Hillary Clinton. They'd immediately move to dismiss that indictment, saying his authority is improper. It'd go right up to the Supreme Court, and I think the court would agree and say, hey, look, the special counsel doesn't have the authority to do what they're doing. So this is all fair. This is all good to have this thing put to bed now, so we don't have to go down that road. It was put to bed last year. And now what can happen going forward is the proper people. And again, I submit to you, this is the Justice Department. There's a strike force that's identified. There's going to be prosecutors that are going to prosecute this case within their authority, doing exactly what they're empowered to do via the judiciary statute, via the law. These are the individuals who are tasked with enforcing federal laws. There is certainly a lot of concerns that there were violations of federal law. Of course, we have perjury. We have a conspiracy. There's a whole bevy of laws that are implicated here. Evidence is going to be presented before a grand jury about this, and whether indictments are going to come down, we'll see.
You know, and Michael O'Neill's with me, Landmark Legal Foundation. It's great to have him on the show today. He's a local guy, Villanova grad. Landmarklegal.org, of course, is where you want to go. It would be quite the irony if Hillary Clinton's lawyers use the amicus brief that you guys submitted in the case, right, as part of their defense to argue why the special counsel is unconstitutional. That would hurt.
There will not be a special counsel. I'm relatively confident that there's not going to be one. So.
And your piece that you wrote about why there should not be, and I agree with you 100%. Before I let you go, I don't want to bury the lead here. You said this grand jury will be impaneled in Florida. So then I'm assuming then that they're able to tie the raid at Mar-a-Lago to Russia. And then that's fantastic because obviously then it gets it out of D.C. Is there any worry that that won't survive scrutiny?
We'll see. I mean, again, this is in Panama. This is the initial step, right? There hasn't been any indictments. They're only going to be presenting evidence, calling witnesses, determining whether there's enough evidence, sufficient evidence to underlie an indictment. And so is there probable cause to support this? Well, certainly there'll be challenges, of course. I mean, you're dealing with sophisticated parties, Hillary Clinton, Brennan, even President Obama. So these are very sophisticated parties who will have intelligent lawyers who will make every possible argument that they can make. And challenging venue and jurisdiction down there is certainly part of it. But I do believe that there is a reason for this, and there has to be some sort of significant evidence that they would implicating the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And again, I think the cottage theory that's been proffered, of course, is that there was a concern that the records that were retained in Mar-a-Lago would result in some sort of light and transparency into this greater conspiracy. And that's what triggered that raid. Rather than all of this, what we were sold on this false bill of goods that Trump was improperly storing documents, it was really a concern by intelligence and security apparatus that Trump had records that were going to shine light on this conspiracy. And now we're seeing that those records were actually in the FBI and this Durham Annex records that were in some back room. I can't believe I'm saying this, by the way, in public, in some back room, cast aside and only discovered by, you know, when Kash Patel or Dan Bongino happened to be walking through and going through this. So incidentally, I think there has to be some sort of connection. I believe that the Justice Department believes it's a significant connection that's going to be able to survive any kind of test to that, to bringing the case in down in Florida.
Well, thank God, because getting it out of D.C. absolutely has to happen. No question. Not only just because of the jury that would be impaneled, but because of the judges, too. I mean, it's a train wreck, right? So excellent. Great stuff. Listen, Michael, I appreciate your time and Landmark Legal Foundation. And Michael, can we follow you? Are you on social media?
Yeah, you can just check out our Landmark Legal Foundation on Facebook and X. And so just check out our social media accounts through Landmark.
Great. Well, thank you for joining us today. We appreciate it very much, man. And I'd say go Wildcats, but I'm not going to do that.
I'll say it. Go Cats.
Take care.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right. As we continue along the show today, I'll give you more updates on this, but I want to play a clip of the Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard. And Tulsi Gabbard was talking last night, as I mentioned, with Laura Ingraham, and she talked about Obama's order to create an intelligence assessment detailing how Moscow tried to influence the election. This is really at the heart of all this. This is cut number two. Take a watch.
For anyone to see. And those who go in and read this will see how President Obama directed that a National Security Council meeting be called to talk about Russia, that the report that came out of that meeting was filled with tasks that were delivered by James Clapper's assistant to John Brennan and to other elements of the intelligence community. John Brennan was the head of the CIA at the time, all saying per the president's direction, per the president's order. And very specifically, they were tasked to create an intelligence assessment that detailed how Moscow tried to influence the election, not if, but how. And this was the beginning of this manufactured intelligence assessment, where they knowingly wrote things in this assessment that were false, and they knew they were false. They knew that they were basing it on discredited intelligence or documents like the Steele dossier that was politically motivated and that they knew was false. And this was how they came up with the Russia hoax that was then weaponized and used to try to delegitimize the president, President Trump, and to try to ultimately enact this years-long coup throughout his entire 4 years of his first administration.
And they further say that there's like this idea of saying that Obama is guilty of treason, that there's almost no chance that he's going to be charged or convicted of treason. So why even go there? And I'll pose that question to you.
The integrity of our democratic republic depends on the American people knowing the truth about what actually happened and seeking that accountability, bringing about that accountability.
You know, I was asked the other day, obviously, the question about the Florida grand jury, and I'm not an attorney, and I said I don't know. And obviously, the hurdle that you have to get past is to prove that the raid on Mar-a-Lago was connected to Russia. And that was a great conversation because Michael was making the point, these are sophisticated people who are going to have sophisticated attorneys. And by sophisticated, expensive. I mean, these are attorneys who charge thousands of dollars an hour. And the very first thing, if there are indictments, the very first thing that's going to happen is going to be to file a motion to dismiss, then to file a motion for change of venue. Now, if this winds up in Judge Cannon's courtroom, then that's fantastic because she'll say no to all those things. But that was the question that I was wondering was, and I think we're all hopeful and optimistic that it will survive the scrutiny of that because I think we all think, and none of us know definitively, but I think we're all pretty confident that the raid on Mar-a-Lago was to seize any documents related to Crossfire Hurricane, Russia hoax, anything that could have implicated these people. They weren't looking for the plan to bomb Iran written on the back of a menu at Mar-a-Lago. You know, it was never about that, obviously. And this idea that there were records that belonged to the National Archives and they had to go down there and get them because, I mean, there's a whole process under federal law that covers all that and how the documents are returned. And so that never met scrutiny either. So I always believed it was about that. But I could never prove that, and we don't have the ability to prove that, but hopefully they do, and I imagine they do. I imagined the Department of Justice absolutely can and has their lawyers working around the clock to justify to a judge why that raid on Mar-a-Lago is connected to this entire conspiracy, and that the conspiracy, which began in 2016, went all the way up until and including the day the FBI showed up at Mar-a-Lago and went through Melania's underwear drawer, which, you know, I don't blame them for doing. I mean, that was obviously the one thing that, you know, you can't fault them for. I mean, clearly, but, you know, everything else. And then the conspiracy continued after that. So, yeah, I think my sense of it is my spidey sense tells me it'll certainly pass muster, legal muster. And then that's great because now you've gotten it out of D.C. You've overcome the biggest hurdle that you had, which is a D.C. jury and D.C. judges. So that's good stuff. All right. More to come. The president will speak from the Oval Office. We will take it live for you, obviously, as we continue along here on the show. A story just broke about how Howard Stern, woke Howard Stern, learned his show was not getting renewed. And it is glorious. And I can't wait to share it with you. So don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All righty. Great to have you with us today. We are awaiting President Trump to speak from the Oval Office. The big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. It's not about cost. It's about care and commitment to dental excellence. Schedule your appointment with Dr. Mike today to get a level of care that you deserve. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. So we're learning now that Howard Stern found out that he was not getting renewed, woke Howard Stern. And this is an amazing, amazing story. It's from the Daily Mail. Howard Stern suffered a brutal double humiliation when he discovered his show was doomed, including a call from his best bud, Jimmy Kimmel. Now, I think this matters. I really do. I think this is another big win in the culture war. Like Sidney Sweeney was about the culture war. And the fact that the company did not back down. These things are bigger than just jeans ads. This is bigger than just a radio host. It's Colbert getting axed. It's bigger than just a late night comedian. There's a culture war that's happening in this country, obviously. And this is part of it. And at one point, Howard Stern, you know, he used to get attacked by people who were angry about the kind of humor he would use on the radio, and the FCC would go after him. But then he changed into this guy that would go after his very audience and Trump and Trump supporters. And I think he was just playing an act the entire time in the 90s. I really do, because I just don't think you can fake it that long. But anyway, according to the story, his 95 strong staff had only one goal in mind when they gathered for a team building bash in Manhattan on Tuesday afternoon. A few cocktails coupled with games of ping pong and serious laughs ahead of the 20th season of the show on SiriusXM starting September 2nd. The 71-year-old boss was a world away from Midtown's spin bar, chilling at his $21 million Southampton home he has spent most of his time in since COVID. At the staff bash, a senior producer gave a heartfelt speech thanking the team for their hard work and claiming bigger, better guests and the best radio we can do would follow Stern's September return. Now, what's amazing about this couple things, 95 people work on that show. We have two people that work on this show, and one of them is part-time, and that's Justin. Who's not even full time, which is a sin and an outrage, but that's not my call. And he puts his heart and soul into the show, obviously. And then there's DeSantis, who's full time, but acts like he's part time.
I thought we were talking about Howard Stern. Why am I getting bashed in this segment?
I'm just saying. It just seemed relevant.
I mean, I give you credit for creativity, I suppose. I didn't see this one coming.
Seemed like a way to work it in. Actually, I know you're hard at work with the White House booking what could be a huge guest for tomorrow's show.
Yes, I'm very excited.
I hate to tease it, though. I don't want to jinx it, but...
No, I was thinking the same exact thing. I almost didn't even tell you, because just in case. But it seems pretty much locked in stone now.
Our track record with White House, big White House guests has not been... very, very good these last few months.
They always end up moving.
Yeah, I mean, it's an A-lister for sure. It's not the president, but it's an A-lister. But it would be great if it happens. But we're not going to tell you just in case it doesn't, because, you know, that would be the worst. So, but that's great. That's good stuff. So anyways, 95 people work on the Howard Stern show. That's amazing to me. So you can only imagine what the show costs to produce. And they're paying the guy $100 million a year. And he does three shows a week. And he doesn't work the summer. I mean, you make jokes about me. And I get it, well-deserved. Fine. I'm off again on Friday. Fair enough. Fine. But, you know, I mean, I still work more than Howard Stern. Not much more. But I don't get – and I'm higher than him in the rankings. Talkers Magazine does their annual – Heavy 100 talk show hosts. I'm in the top 25. And this jackass is like 37 or something like that. But my pay is not anywhere. I'm like, I imagine his producers make more than I do, is probably what I would say. But anyway, so by 5:30 p.m., the group had split, going bar hopping in Hell's Kitchen while others taking dinner at Japanese restaurant Benihana. Why the hell would you eat at Benihana in New York City? I don't understand. I can understand eating. Yeah, Gary Del Abate makes over $1 million. Yeah, I'm not surprised. You know, he deserves it. He deserves it. I mean, we should all be making that kind of money. Benihana, if you're in the Midwest at a freaking strip mall, you go to Benihana. What are you doing at Benihana in New York City? I don't understand. What is that? That tells you something about the level of the people they hire for that show. Benihana? Really? I got a problem with anybody that goes to a chain restaurant in Manhattan, New York City. I really do. I got a problem with that. With very few exceptions. There's so many mom and pop restaurants. You go freaking Benihana? I'm sorry, but anyway. That's when the life-changing bombshell dropped. A news alert claimed Stern was on the verge of walking away from SiriusXM altogether because the station couldn't come close to meeting his financial demands for another contract. The mood changed quickly. No one knew this was coming, and we couldn't get any answers, one stunned insider said. Repeated calls to executive producer Gary Del Abate, Baba Booey, as you know him, went unanswered. What staff didn't know was that a bombshell came as a shock to Stern himself, who received it via a Google alert as he finished dinner after a walk on the beach. His famous friends were quick to call, with Stern allegedly avoiding calls from Ali Wentworth and Jimmy Fallon. He did, however, pick up the phone when longtime friend Jimmy Kimmel rang. First time hearing of it was all a reportedly stunned Stern could manage. Multiple sources confirmed Stern decided to make an emergency show on Wednesday morning to quell concerns he was finished. Well, that was nice of him to do a show this morning. Instead of addressing reports about Howard Stern's show's future, he spoke at length to Metallica's Lars Ulrich. When he signed off, he assured listeners he'd be back on September 2nd. Oh, that's nice. Just broke, you know, little summer vacay to do a quick show and then goes back into hibernation. Daily Mail has previously revealed the shock jock has been in very serious negotiations with SiriusXM about whether he is able to extend his $500 million contract, which comes to a close at the end of 2025. Some insiders claim he was set to ink a short 1 to 2 year deal, while others say he's frustrated by Sirius backing rival host Andy Cohen more heavily. Stern has been broadcasting mostly from home since the pandemic and has faced criticism from fans and stars for becoming too woke and remote. Well, I don't fault him for the remote part, but the woke part, I do. Whether his legendary run ends this fall or not. Oh, Steve, hang on. Okay, got it. Tuesday's chaos within Stern headquarters shows just how chaotic the next few months will be. Daily Mail has reached out to representatives for Stern for comment, but has not heard back. Insiders say the fact Stern was unaware the news was about to break about his contract drama reveals the end is near. The shock jocks shift from having the most fearsome reputation in American entertainment to being what Kanye West described as an irrelevant old man has been dramatic in recent years as he's faced backlash after admitting he was proudly woke. We have the audio of that, actually, of Howard Stern saying he was woke. This is cut number 6, Woke Howard Stern. Take a listen.
By the way, I kind of take that as a compliment that I'm woke. I'll tell you how I feel about it. To me, the opposite of woke is being asleep. And if woke means I can't get behind Trump, which is what I think it means, or that I support people who want to be transgender, or I'm for the vaccine, dude, call me woke as you fucking want. I'm not for stupidity. You know, I ran out Friday morning. I was over at CVS. Thank you, CVS. I went over there 9 a.m. and got myself that new vaccine for COVID. F***ing science. This f***ing country is so great.
And, you know, it wasn't just that he got the vaccine. It's fine. He got the vaccine. Okay. But he wanted people who weren't vaccinated to die, to be arrested, to not be allowed to be part of society. And that's not who Howard Stern was. He was at one point this great big libertarian. He actually ran, he did a fake run for governor of New York, but as a libertarian. But, you know, he literally said people that don't get the vaccine should die. I hope they die. That's what he said. And then, of course, who can forget the gushing over Kamala Harris in October of 2024? This is just gross. I mean, again, part of what he was a guy who mocked authority and challenged authority and all these other things. Not the guy who sits there and lathers up the Democrat nominee for president of the United States in just a gross, just ugh. And this is cut five.
I think you'd be a great president. I think you're compassionate. I think you've had all the life experience. I love your experience as a prosecutor. And I want to thank you for all the years of public service. I appreciate anyone who really serves the public. And I know even as a prosecutor, you got people out of jail who were falsely accused.
Oh, yeah.
And that to me says something. Yeah. And I love you as vice president of the United States. I hope people get out and vote. Go to IWillVote.com and register to vote for Kamala Harris.
This is gross. And then when he had a barely functioning jello brain Joe Biden in full on dementia right there, Stern spent an hour spewing pure sycophantic propaganda. He recited all the fake stories that Biden has told throughout the years, how Joe met Jill, Biden's civil rights activism, where Biden had previously admitted never happened. Amtrak Joe Stern went through all the notes, hit all the fan fiction. He reserved 10 minutes at the end to reciting all the hoaxes about Trump, the fine people hoax, the suckers and losers hoax. He hit all of them. One of the most pathetic interviews in history, following closely by his interview with Kamala Harris a couple months later. Cut number four.
Not only were you a star football player, but you were a lifeguard. I mean, you really and you were the only white guy who was lifeguarding in this black community, right? Yeah, I mean, you were the one guy.
I was.
Your family is pretty, again, this goes to my point about, you know, the president is the father of our country. That's something we all say. And I think your family is so extraordinary because of the way they've conducted themselves and how they are with you that I feel you have a lot to give to the presidency. These are my feelings. It's pretty amazing family. And I submit for your approval that when you have a loving family like that, you got a lot to give because you get so much from them. You're the kind of leader I love because we're lucky to have you in the Oval Office and serving as the father of the country. Because if you're a good father to your family, which you are, I know you'd be a good father to the country. And I want to thank you for providing a calming influence. An organized administration post-COVID, getting that vaccine out, getting NATO, getting us to feel comfortable, standing up to Putin. I don't know what people are looking for in a president, or maybe it's that people don't feel like they're getting enough or something. I don't know what it is, but I'll give you your greatest hits. The lowest uninsured rate in history, 4 out of 5 Americans are covered for less than $10 a month. Knocking off a few ISIS leaders. Cutting the emissions in half. I mean, you've always been an environmentalist. Even the marijuana reform laws, enough with sitting there and fighting that battle. Respect for Marriage Act. What the hell is with people with this gay stuff? Who cares if someone's gay? I mean, how is it affecting anybody? People in love, it's good, right? Love is good.
My dad, I said we saw two men kissing one another in Rodney Square when I was going in to get a license. And I looked at him, he said, Joey, it's simple. They love each other.
That's it. That's how I look at it.
Another fake Biden story. Was that when you were growing up in Claymont, Delaware, or is that Scranton, PA? Pathetic. Gushing, pathetic. Ugh. 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 So that's woke Howard Stern. And he hates you. He hates you. All right, quick break coming up. A victory for the Italian Americans, a victory for common sense, a victory against woke. Don't go away.
The Rich Scioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we're awaiting President Trump to speak from the Oval Office. I imagine the president will be commenting on the five soldiers shot at Fort Stewart. And in the meantime, though, we have a big victory right here in Philadelphia. A victory for the Italian Americans, for everyone, and a big defeat for woke, a big defeat for the overreach of an executive jackass, former Mayor Jim Kenney, and the guy who's been fighting this fight relentlessly, tirelessly for years, the fighter, a guy who was a boxer. I'm talking about Philly's own George Becchetto. And he joins us now here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. Paisan, congratulations. This is a big deal.
Thank you so much, Rich. You brought a smile on my face when you were describing our former mayor.
One of the worst, really, truly one of the worst.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wilson Good is a happy man now that he's been supplanted as the worst mayor in Philadelphia's history. But anyway, getting to the point, yeah, this is really a historic day, historic ruling. And Rich, you know, this is the first ruling in the country to this effect. And there have been many, many cities, many townships, many municipalities that have tried to replace Columbus Day with Indigenous Peoples Day. And I don't know of any other challenge across the country that's been successful except this one. The ruling came out today, this morning, 7-0 unanimous decision by the Commonwealth Appellate Court. And, I mean, they really gave Jim Kenney a spanking. And the trial judge who threw the case out to begin with, from which we had to take the appeal.
Excellent. So just so everybody understands, when Jim Kenney signed an executive order changing Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day in 2021, when America was going through this woke nonsense phase, and the same time he put Columbus, the statue, in a box, which you fought, right, and you won that battle too, and we'll get to that in just a second, George, but signed this executive order changing the holiday, and as I understand it, the court said in a unanimous opinion, you don't have the authority to do that, Mayor. That's lawmaking, and that is reserved for city council.
You hit the nail on the head, Rich. That's exactly what they said. And in addition, when they remanded it to the trial court, they didn't say, and the trial court shall act accordingly. They said the trial court shall enter judgment as we have prescribed it here. So, yeah. I mean, they left no doubt as to what they wanted.
Well, congratulations, George. You've worked very hard on this, and you've teamed up with some really great Italian organizations, Italian-American groups. I know there's a lot of people who worked hard on this, but you never gave up, and you fought the good fight, and you had to fight him on the statue, too. And he literally put Columbus in a freaking box.
Yeah, I mean, it was just terrible, and you know what was so bothersome about it is he made no effort whatsoever, Rich, to reach out to the Italian American community and say, look, I'm considering doing this. Is there a way we can do this mutually and agreeably and find a solution? Do you have any input? He just did it. Mm-hmm. And he did it as if he was a tyrant. And we've held him accountable. I don't know where that wino is these days, but Jim Kenney hasn't been around Philly for a long time. And I heard he was in Florida sipping cheap wine.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, he fled the city during COVID. Remember the time he was caught having lunch in Maryland when we weren't allowed?
You know, accountability is a wonderful thing. And sometimes, Rich, and you know this as well as anybody, sometimes it takes a long time to get there. But if you stick with it and you believe in what you're doing, accountability comes. And today was accountability for Jim Kenney, and he got smacked upside the head.
So the Columbus statue stands, Columbus Day stands. What's next, George Buchetto? What's the next battle then in all this?
Oh, I got a bunch of battles against Krasner going on. And that's going to have to be the subject of a whole nother show because, you know, I represent Captain Bologna,
yeah,
who was persecuted,
yes,
by this crazy-ass district attorney that we have. And the case was thrown out on its ear. We have filed a civil rights suit on Bologna's behalf against Krasner and some of the other people in his office that committed that atrocity. They tried to get it thrown out, and recently Judge Slomski of the federal court entered yet another landmark decision saying, not this time, Mr. Krasner, we're not giving you immunity. You're going to have to account for your actions. So that litigation is ongoing, and I'm very excited about that.
Good.
We also have another case.
And let me just say on that, real quick, Joe Bologna is a good man. Please send him my best, George, because what they did to him was an atrocity, as you said. It was outrageous. And, you know, this is Krasner. I mean, going after cops and not criminals.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
that man dedicated his entire life of service to the city of Philadelphia, risked his life every day to protect this city. And what they did to him when he was just doing his job, you know, with those friggin' rioters on the parkway, and he was just doing his job. And instead of going after them, they go after him.
They go after Bologna.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it got so bad. He was getting death threats and everything. He had to move his whole family out of the city of Philadelphia. That's how bad it got. Hmm. That's the kind of anguish the man was put through by Krasner's craziness.
Awful. Awful. And you were going to say next you had something else, George. George Buchetto's
with
us. It's great to have him.
I'm working on a case right now. The Bar Association, you know, we have a retention election coming up. Mm-hmm. And the Bar Association, who unfortunately has got more than its share of woke members, is giving a very respectable and brilliant judge a hard time on being, quote, not recommended, end quote, for retention election. And that case is going to come to a head soon, and I think that's going to be a biggie as well. There's right. so much woke stuff going on in this city still, and we're just battling it away.
Well, it's a good thing they got a tireless Italian boxer helping them out.
Well, Rich, one of these days you're going to invite me back to co-host a show with you. I had the most fun in a long time ever doing that with you. It was wonderful, and it's always great to see you.
It was a great time. You tell me when. You come in studio, we'll hang out. I'd love to have you, George. It'd be great. So let's make Columbus Day.
Columbus Day.
Done. Consider it done. Absolutely. We'll have some pasta in studio together. Maybe I'll open up a bottle of my homemade vino. And,
oh, my goodness. I'll bring the limoncello.
Done and done, George Baccaro.
Thanks,
congratulations,
Rich.
My friend.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
I will talk to you soon, okay?
Thank you so much, Rich.
You got it.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Big win for George right there. I don't want to underplay that ruling on the case with Captain Bologna, because saying that they can sue Krasner, the woke Soros-funded district attorney, he's not even a DA, he's a freaking defense attorney, but that's his title. Great, good that the judge is letting that lawsuit go forward. That's a big win too. But in case you don't know, today, unanimous ruling. Columbus Day stands in Philadelphia, and Kenny's attempts to change it to Indigenous Peoples Day, that's out. Disgrazia. Kenny's the worst. I mean, I'm glad that George made fun of him for being the drunk that he was, and he was, and everybody knew he was a freaking drunk. And I'll tell you something else, too, about Kenny. He hated the job, and we hated him. He did. He hated the job. He kept saying it. Can't wait to leave. I can't wait till his term is over. And I said it all the time. Well, then freaking resign. Just resign and leave. Nobody wants you here. Nobody likes you. Just go. He went after the mummers. He went after everybody. He was a tyrant during COVID, a tyrant. And after, by the way, that jackass went down to Chinatown. You remember this? Went down to Chinatown, had dumplings in 2020, and accused everybody of being racist against Chinese people, being afraid of COVID. Because they weren't going to Chinatown. Everybody's like, what the hell are you even talking about? No one knew what he was talking about. And then a week later, he shuts down the entire city. And then the kids in Philadelphia schools don't go back to school for, what, 2.5 years. And the city is like a freaking wasteland. So give me a freaking break. Good riddance to him. Whatever he is. One of the worst mayors ever. In America. In America. The entire country. All right, we got to take a break, but when we come back, President Trump will start to speak. I have no doubt about that, so we'll talk about that. I didn't ask him about salsa gravy. Well, we'll talk about that Columbus Day. Let's mark that down on the calendar for Columbus Day, if I'm still here. All right, listen, the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey is – oh, that'll cause some mystery. If you're bummed that summer's flying by, don't be, because we're going to be there a week from Friday – that's right, a week from Friday at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, for our last live show of the summer. So what are you waiting for? Come out and join us. All right, we're going to be there 3 to 7 p.m., and it's going to be a great day. Live shows are a blast. You know why they're so fun? I'll tell you why they're so fun. Because live shows have a special magic to them, because you got hundreds of Zioli Army members all together, and people make friends, and it's just the energy of the crowd, and I feed off that energy, and the bar is open, and you could act like Jim Kenny and get a little of that red nose thing going on. You know what I mean? And nobody judges you. There's no judgment. And you can book your fall stay right now, because the weather is tremendous in the fall. The beach is beautiful, and there are fewer crowds. The Grand has several special packages to make your getaway even grander. You can book a Grand Escape weekend this fall and earn resort credits, or make it a September to remember and book a September stay. Earn resort credits and save 10% off room rates. Just check out their website for details. Remember, book direct with them for the best rates and the resort credits. And the Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding. Baby and bridal shower with 4 ballrooms. They have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Just call my friend Caitlin. She will help you plan the wedding of your dreams. 800-257-8550 or visit them online at GrandHotelCapeMay.com. GrandHotelCapeMay.com. Book your fall getaway today, and I'll see you on a week from Friday, August 15th, for our next live show.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.